We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows
blank. Hello, and welcome to a new hot, fresh, and juicy episode of the Krista Knows Blank podcast. My guest today is Andrew Slater, and he's going to be talking to us about, well, we'll get to that. Before that, hey, thanks for listening or watching or however you're intaking this episode today. Please take a second to like, subscribe, and follow this podcast. However you're listening or watching, there's going to be a button that says like or follow or subscribe. Push that button and see what happens. Explosion! Or it just makes the podcast feel good. Hi, I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy mess. You can find me online at my website, kristenkey.com. Please follow me on all my social media. I'm on all of it. I also have a Cameo, so find me on Cameo. And I have Patreon. Please join my Patreon to support this and all my shows. My guest today is a hilarious comedian. I worked with him once on a cruise ship, and he's also one of the hosts of the Calvary podcast. So, hey, computer lady, play that interview with Andrew Slater.
Playing interview with Andrew Slater.
Andrew, it's so great to have you on. I'm so curious. I know that you're a hilarious comedian. I've worked with you. You're a podcast host, and you're a new father. And yet, when I ask you, what is something that you're super knowledgeable about or you're really into, you said, Wendy's.
Yeah. Well, I'm a new father, so not super knowledgeable there. Comedy, I mean, let's be honest, what can you really know? And then podcasting, also pretty new. Wendy's, I'm a pro. Wendy's is in my blood from lifelong obsession.
I think that's what I was going to ask next. Like, how long was it? Like, was it just one day that you were like, oh, Wendy saved my life? Or has it been a childhood love?
No. Yeah, it was a childhood love. It was beaten into me, really. I'm not making any of this up. My mom and her sister and mother, they would get lunch once a week at the same Wendy's for like 50 years. So they would go
every day
at
like
the same table.
Week. Oh my God.
Once a week. No, okay. And the only I should clarify, they would sometimes mix it up and go to Taco Time or something. But like
they get healthy every once in a while.
Yeah. But no, basically it was Wendy's unless it was like a special occasion, and then they would go to like Burgermaster, which is a Seattle burger place. But so I would get to go, you know, to Wendy's with them once a week, and you become very familiar with the menu, price changes. How many, you know, how heavy is the double stack? It seems like it's still 99 cents, but feels a little lighter these days. I think they're cutting back. You know what I mean? You learn the employees' names, you know, because it was the Lake City Wendy's, if anyone knows Seattle. So
We're not just talking about Wendy's, the franchise. We're talking about a specific American Wendy's in Lake City, Washington.
Yeah. And also, you know, not every Wendy's is created equal, because that Wendy's love that started in Lake City has transcended to Wendy's across the globe. But I will say, you know, some of these Wendy's, like the Wendy's where I lived in L.A., and maybe you know it, on a fountain in Normandy there by the Scientology building.
I've seen that Wendy's. Seen it, never been inside. Yeah.
No, yeah. It's got a security guard, okay? It's got a full-time security
what?
Guard.
So I mean, they should all have one. Let's just be there. There's a Wendy's in Louisville, Kentucky on Bardstown Road that needs a security guard.
Yeah,
but
yeah, see, that's what I mean. Not all Wendy's are created equal. So, like, if you need a code for the bathroom, you know, you're like, okay, this is a different kind of Wendy's.
In your travels around the world, is it like something that you seek out in every place that you visit? Have you frequented the Wendy's of the world?
It's more like I think I've been to a Wendy's in United Arab Emirates, where you know you do those military tours.
Yeah.
I think I've been to a Wendy's there.
Went to an Applebee's there, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and they have the Arabic writing next to the English. You're like, oh, this is crazy, and then I'm enjoying the culture, but it's more like I have to convince myself not to go to Wendy's because I'm trying to be like a person who experiences the local whatever. So you know how like you go on the road and like, oh, you're in Cincinnati, you got to try the Cincinnati
like Skyline Chili or something.
Yeah, this is horrible, by the way.
Oh,
but
it's
terrible.
Like, don't put cinnamon in my chili. What's wrong with you? Like, wake
and
up,
it's
people.
Like, there's noodles in it for some like weird separated noodles, and then
we
you're
have
covering
any Cincinnati
the
listeners. They just threw their laptops. Oh, no,
I know.
Bullshit. Ah, like,
well, whatever. They
I could
deserve
fight
it.
About this is not chili. There's nothing chili. It's. I don't even
it's
know
awful.
What's on. It, but yeah, it's like spaghetti with. But try Skyline Chili. See if you like it. I did not. I didn't care for it.
I don't even think they like it. It's all a big, it's like a practical joke on the rest of the country.
Well, but, my wife tried to tell me there's something the other day that rich people eat that they don't like, but they think they like it. It's like a real fancy food, and it's disgusting.
Like caviar?
Like caviar, but was it? Truffles. She was like, nobody likes truffles. Rich people just pretend to because they think it makes them, you know, they're so expensive. I'll
tell you a story. We went to Vegas. Like, it was like the first time I was at a fancy restaurant without my family or something. It's because we went out, the college kids, and we were like, one night we're going to go to a really fancy place. So we went to the top of the MGM Grand or something and got a dinner, and I ordered a steak, and it came with all these black things all over it. And I'm scraping those off, you know, and eating the steak. And the waiter had to come around and go, you know, those things are the most expensive thing on your plate. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And I just scoop them up and eat them, you know, just chug them because I'm like, I don't want to waste anything, you know.
I can get my money's worth. Do you, yeah. I mean, I know some people do care for truffle. Are you a truffle person?
Nah, I don't even know. I know the truffle oil thing because they put that on everything now. But I kind of know what it tastes like, but I couldn't tell you what an actual truffle tastes like.
I know the truffle flavor because everything was truffle flavor for a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's just not
a lot of popcorn, fries.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of fries, we have got to talk about Wendy's French fries since we're talking about Wendy's.
Best.
Of all the fast food restaurants, they rank the worst though.
It's so stupid. I mean, first of all, I don't know if In-N-Out counts, but In-N-Out by far is the worst fries.
They're the worst. Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm going to look it up just because I don't like to
say
things that
Wendy's,
aren't true.
The reason why people don't like Wendy's fries is because McDonald's fries have that perfect skinny, so it's a lot of fried area per mushy potato on the inside, right? Because it's French. Wendy's fries are a little closer to steak fries where they're a little bit more potato. But
yeah.
I think they're delicious. They're very, very good. They hold their own against any other French fry. Chick-fil-A.
Wow,
people love the waffle fries, but it's I think Wendy's fries hold their own. I would fight anybody on that.
They're 17 out of 20 online.
Because they have so many other things they're known for that's good too. Like the chili, the frosty, you know,
the
spicy
chili.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I think
talk about chili.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put Wendy's chili up against Skyline chili any day.
No contest.
Mopping the floor. I mean, you have to mop the floor after a chili challenge. But no, they actually have really good, really good chili.
Yeah. And here's where my expertise comes in. It used to be you would order the chili and they would give you the hot sauce packets. They just automatically. Now you have to specifically ask. I've noticed that. I don't know if it's a price point thing or just, you know, hot sauce is expensive now or something. But if you want the hot sauce with your chili, you got to say, and they won't prompt you. They won't go, do you want they do with the onions and the cheese? You got to say, I want the hot sauce. You have to know.
Do you have to look them in the eye and be I want the hot sauce? And then
you
got to
scratch your nose. Yeah.
I'll go talk to Jimmy.
Oh, we got one of these guys. We got an OG.
Hey, Jimmy.
Okay.
Someone's asking for the hot sauce.
Don't tell everybody. Just if you're gonna put hot sauce in, do it behind here and don't let anybody see you.
Just slide you one across the counter real slow with a note.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no, that's there you go. There's some of my expertise. Sometimes I'll go instead of the chili, the spicy chicken sandwich, because I think the spicy chicken sandwich is the best thing that they do sandwich-wise.
The Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, actually, my vegetarian friend lost her vegetarianism over a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Wow, the highest,
I know,
the highest honor you can bestow on a meat product. They claimed her V-card.
They did. They took away a lesbian's vegetarianism. Something went bad. I don't know why I had to mention that she was a lesbian, but it makes it more fun.
Well,
I think every story gets better when there's a lesbian.
Yeah, it's a good way to punch up any stories. Just throw in there a lesbian. And if you feel like people's attention is waning, you just...
Yeah, a woman ordered a hamburger. I meant a lesbian woman ordered a hamburger.
Oh, well, let
Back
me pull
in.
Up a chair.
Is there anything about the history of Wendy's that you can tell us, or anything about why is it never frozen? Why is it fresh, never frozen? What's up, Wendy's?
I don't know. You know, one time I did do a report on Dave Thomas, who of course is the Wendy's founder and chairman for a long time. And then he was more of the figurehead towards the end of his life. He's passed on now. And I was worried you're going to quiz me about Wendy's. And then I was man, maybe I should Google just in case I come off ignorant to Wendy's information. And I can't remember if Wendy, the girl who is the face of the thing, you know, the logo,
whose name wasn't even Wendy, I found out.
Yeah,
today.
Melinda.
Her name was Melinda.
Melinda.
Well, my daughter's name is Melinda, so obviously I named my burger place Wendy's.
That's so messed up because it's like, all right, you're like, I'm gonna name my burger place after you, Melinda, and then you come back a week later, it's like, you know, it's just not testing very well.
Well, this is why I got a daughter named Urkelgru, so I decided to name it Tasties. You know.
Yeah. Urkelgru. You don't want a burger from Urkelgru's.
Well, now I do.
You know, Urkelgru makes a good.
It's strange shape.
Shake.
Very strange shape.
Oh, and then there was another thing. My brother-in-law actually turned me on to this, but Wendy's has a complicated history with breakfast. So you might know that currently you can get breakfast at Wendy's right now if you
okay.
wanted to. Not right now because of the time.
No,
but
yeah. They've
like tomorrow morning.
I remember as a kid, like they had it and they didn't.
Yeah, and they've had it and then not had it like 50 times or something. Like they're cursed. They've tried adding, every time they try to add breakfast, like there's some disaster, they can't get it right, they can't figure it out. And now they're currently trying it again. And I've noticed like some of the items, they're just so, like the Frosty Chino, like they're trying to, you don't have to force the current popular item into the breakfast thing. Just, you know, try some new stuff. You know
chili
what I mean?
Omelet, we're trying here, yeah. We're trying.
Right. You don't have to take the ingredients of lunch and just jam them in. Or maybe they do. Maybe that's why they have to like figure it out. But anyway,
I was going to say, because even Taco Bell has been able to make breakfast. I don't know why we're whispering now, but Taco Bell is really, they have a pretty good breakfast.
I know. It's a secret. But
it's okay.
But the thing is that like every time they try to do breakfast, they're so cursed. Like when they announce they're doing breakfast, like their stock shares drop. People like sell Wendy's stock because they're like, we've been down this road before. We've seen you morons. Try to make an egg and it does not work. And people sell their stock.
Oh my God. So that's the time to buy Wendy's stock. As soon as Wendy's announces breakfast, buy up the Wendy's stock and then wait
right,
for them to cancel it.
It's down and then exactly. Buy low, sell you get it.
Is there any other special memories that you have like that you're gonna make with your family?
Unfortunately, my family currently not big Wendy's people because my wife, not the biggest Wendy's fan. And also she's got like food issues with like high sodium stuff. So Wendy's.
There's no sodium in Wendy's.
I should just tell her that straight faced. No, the guy told me it's salt free. Not one preservative
no
in the place.
They fry it in antioxidants, I've heard.
Right. It's all elderberry.
Cancer
based.
Fighters. Elderberry. Superfood.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not Wendy's has been reduced to a sad drive-through solo activity.
I was going to ask you, as a comedian, like I know, you know, we've all had a little time off the road now, but when I was on the road, there were these things that, like, I would do when I wasn't at home. I just found out from my mom and dad that like my mom went to this quilt retreat and left my dad home alone. He was like, I can't be home alone because he ordered a whole large pizza and a coconut cream pie and just like just uglied. Yeah. He just. And when sometimes when I go on the road, it's like it's been a while. Like I'll find myself. I'm like, oh, I'm alone. I'm going to Taco Bell. And then just like secret eating all the or like Chick-fil-A. Like, is Wendy's like something that you do like when you know. Like your secret life that you have with your Wendy.
Yeah, it's my mistress. Wendy is.
It's a good name for
my
mistress.
Road. Yeah, my road wife.
Hot
no,
juicy.
But it's. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of true, and you know, see if Heidi, my wife, was listening, she would be mad because her whole thing is like, listen to your body, eat what you want, and that way, when you won't ever like. Like gorge yourself, because if you're just always if you can connect with your body and if you're just eating when you're hungry and all the stuff, then you won't ever feel like you have to go. But whatever you said though is exactly true. Like when I somehow there's a thing when you're on the road, like I don't know if it's being in the car, like on a road trip, or it's like and you pass a Wendy's or a Chick-fil-A is another big one for me. it is very difficult to, like, even if the club is like offering dinner or like the college is, or it's like a private thing and it's gonna be like a banquet. You ever do one of those? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah, we'll have dinner, so don't eat. And it's like, nah, I want that. I want Wendy's, and then we'll see what you got.
You know, I'm gonna go to a fast food place that supports like gay hate just because I can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on my own right now. I'm just gonna give them my
money.
That
is funny. That's funny about Chick-fil-A. I feel like we just go in phases where we're like, wait, didn't they fix all that? Didn't they change their minds? And they never did. But we're like, I'm pretty sure they made amends.
They feel bad.
They
probably feel bad. I don't think they gave any money to anti-gay groups today. Yeah. I'm just gonna eat there. I bet they're fine. Yeah.
I protested on all the days they specifically cut the check because I wanted them to know. But
yeah.
Today they didn't.
No, I think they're okay. Just today. Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't go tomorrow, but.
I never go on Sundays. I boycott Chick-fil-A every Sunday.
I'm going to start doing that.
Do you ever go to if you're in the airport?
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you
always
you
on
say,
a Sunday.
You know what I'm going to say, always.
Well, because you see one, you're like, yes, it's Chick-fil-A! And then all of a sudden you're like, shit, it's Sunday. Like, why would you do that? Why would you?
And you never see it. You never see the Chick-fil-A on the way on your way out of town. It's because comedians are always coming home and on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you always see it on the Sunday, and it's so frustrating.
There's one in the LAX airport that I refuse to eat in because I feel like in LA with my haircut, I just can't because it sends a bad message. I'm like, oh no, that's a bad example. But if I'm like in the South, I'm like, nobody knows me. Nobody knows, you know, we're all fine.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
I feel like you are very knowledgeable about Wendy's, but to test that knowledge, I did come up with a little trivia because I like
I'm
to play
so
five
nervous.
Quick questions with every guest. There's a Wendy's secret menu. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to name 5 different burgers. And you tell me, is this from the Wendy's secret menu or is this from a burger eating challenge somewhere in America?
Okay.
An American burger eating challenge or... an item off the Wendy's secret menu. Number 1, the 5-5.
I'm going to say that is a secret menu. Wendy's secret menu.
That is incorrect. The 5-5 challenge at Highway 55 Burgers and Shakes. It's decked out with 4 toppings of your choice, fries, 24-ounce drink, and it's a 55-ounce burger.
Okay.
All right, okay. Number 2.
After
number
a bad
two,
start.
The meat cube.
I'm gonna go with that is a challenge.
That is actually on the Wendy's secret menu.
Oh,
you're doing so bad. Now I'm gonna start rooting against you. Yeah, I've got you. No, the meat cube. It's also known as the Grand Slam Burger, and it's a perfect secret menu item to order if you're hungry, need some protein. 4 square beef patties sandwiched between 2 slices of cheese.
I should have figured that out. Yes,
but
yes.
So far you're 0-2. Just to give the score.
That one is embarrassing. I should have been able to pick up cube in the square thing, but okay.
Okay, number 3, the Hail Mary Burger.
That's a challenge.
That is correct. That is a challenge. It's at the Stadium Grill in Columbia, Missouri, filled with 1 pound of fries, 4 beef patties, bacon, fried eggs, pulled pork, and onion straws. Oh my god.
Ugh.
On ciabatta.
Whew. Ooh. I'm going with a Mediterranean lunch, ciabatta, and a whole farm.
We're on number 4. Number 4, the Baronator.
Well, I'm going to say that's on the Wendy's menu, secret menu.
That is incorrect. The Baronator is in the Baron's Pub. Wendy's has a Baconator, but
yeah,
they do not have the bacon. I know. I put this on there to try to, I guess I was trying to throw you off. So well done, Kristen.
No, you
boo, Andrew. No, it's from the Baron's Pub, Suffolk, Virginia. Whoa, 1 pound bun filled with a 3 pound burger, topped with 2 pounds of cheese, tomatoes, mushrooms, tomatoes. They put tomatoes twice and serve with a pound of fries. And that's all told at 7 pounds of food.
Wow. Are these are all challenges that, like, if you finish them, you get it for free?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You get, I think that's all you get. Sometimes you get them for free and sometimes you probably get like a t-shirt. Like
a
triple XL. all right. Last one. So far you're, 1-3?
1-3.
1-3. So this is for all the Marvels. This is number 5. The T-Rex burger.
Well, I'm going to say that's on the secret menu.
That is correct. That is correct. There is a T-Rex burger on the Wendy's secret menu, and it's piled high with 9 beef patties.
And now it's time for Rad Libs.
Well, this is my favorite part of my show, and that's where I ask you if you will play a little game with me called a Rad Lib.
No, I don't have time.
Okay, it'll be a short episode. Short episode this week. That's fine. No. Have you ever done a Rad Lib?
Yes, I'd love to play. Yes.
Okay, here's what happened. Andrew, I've written a story specifically for you, but I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to create a hilarious story. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I need an adjective.
Pretty.
A question.
Where's my sock?
Is that something you're actually wondering right now, or just a good random
question? All the time. All the time am I wondering that.
Okay.
Some element of that.
Now I think we're all just picturing you with one sock. Just like always, like, just never know where that other one went.
Yeah, that really completes the image. Just a new dad, tired, with a bag of Wendy's and one sock.
At least I have this podcast.
Barely hanging on, bragging about his podcast. Sitting in the basement, staring into a ring light. Oh, it's a brave new world out there. I've really been innovating. Where's my sock?
Find my Frosty in my sock. Yeah. All right, I need a website.
Fieldgoals.com. G-U-L-L-S.
What is this website
like
about?
Field goals. It's for the Seahawks. So instead of like, it's a play on words. So instead of field goals, it's field goals, like seagulls.
Oh,
it's
field goals. Fieldgoals.com, a Seahawks website. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. I need a celebrity.
John Stamos.
Yes. Are you a big John Stamos fan?
No, I do not know why he came to my mind, but that's just the first thing that popped into my head.
He's wonderful.
I think it's because he's like famous. He's not a reality star, obviously, but he's like just famous. He's like transcends whatever show or thing that he's on. He's just like a famous guy.
He was in the Beach Boys.
What?
Yeah.
No.
On multiple times on Full House, he would just be randomly playing with the Beach Boys. And you're like, why is Uncle Jesse in the Beach Boys? But he actually played with them.
Oh, wow. He looks like it. I mean, he definitely looks like a Beach Boy.
He kind of looks like the kind of guy that could just be in anything.
Yeah, that's why maybe I thought of him, because he just looks like a famous guy.
He has occasionally performed in concert with the Beach Boys, dating back to 1985, typically playing drums. He transcends celebrity.
He's a Beach Boy. Look at you, you little Beach Boy. It sounds very patronizing.
I hope that's what you say to John Stamos, should you ever meet. Look at you, you little Beach Boy.
It's my Beach Boy. Get over here.
A verb ending in ing.
Flying.
Excellent. A fast food chain.
McDonald's.
Yes. Excellent choice. A shape.
Octagon. No. Is that one?
Yeah, octagon's
a shape. Octagon a shape? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It octagon. Sounds like a wrestling ring, but I think they're just both the same thing.
Yeah, they fight in the UFC. They fight in the octagon, but then I was like, is that a made-up word that they made, or is that a real shape?
Just because it's associated with UFC, you're like, that's got to be made-up.
I don't think they
did muscle milk. Is this real?
Yeah. I don't think they did the leg work to know if it was real or not.
A body part.
Your calf.
Calf. Excellent choice. A verb ending in ing.
Raking,
like leaves.
Yeah. K, hard.
Yeah,
K
I was the, raking the leaves. A noun.
Picture frame.
I have a feeling you're looking around the room now. We're
so bad at this.
It happens. Yeah, I need a noun.
I wasn't
a baby.
Prepared.
And I don't know how you prepare for a Rad Lib. An exclamation.
Well, I'll tell you one. Wait, real quick. I'll tell you one way you prepare is, you know, I was very nervous when you started off with adjective. I was like, oh boy, the quiz is on. I hope I don't screw this up. But wait, what did you say?
Well, I play with my family. Every Sunday we do a family Zoom, and I bring a Mad Lib just for the family. And every week, like, my mom started getting super good at, like, words. I was like, Mom, do you have a list? She was like, I have a list. I have a list of adjectives, so I'm ready. Because, like, one day I was like, need an adjective. She was like, medicated. I was like, that's a really good adjective. She's like, it's on my list. I was like, wow. You've been studying. I need an exclamation, just something you exclaim.
Oh. Holy cow!
Yes. An adjective ending in E-S-T.
Horniest.
Yes! Yes! Now you're coming alive! Yes! Mad Lib just got good. A food.
Chimichanga.
Yes! A verb ending in I-N-G.
Studying.
An adjective.
Flighty.
Flaky. An adverb.
Partially. Is partially an adverb?
If it's not, I'm putting it in and we're going to see how this goes.
Well, it's funny. I hate to even admit this, but I went to journalism school. That was my major. But then, like, they don't talk about, like, the articles of speech, you know, noun, verb, subject. It's all just like, here's where the comma goes. This is the, you capitalize this. It was all the AP style guide. That was, like, the only thing that mattered.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to learn all this in, like, the third grade. Like,
yeah,
adverb.
Too long ago.
That's been a long time. Yeah, it's
hard.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because some of these words, I should be asking, I'm like a prepositional arch, but that's not.
Yeah,
a thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, the. I was totally going to fake it. Oh, yeah, yeah, prepositional arch.
Yeah, like around a hood. Yeah. A plural noun.
Guns.
Yes. Really changes the story here. An ingredient.
Turmeric.
Yes. Excellent. And a hiding place.
Behind a CVS.
My friend, we have a story. This is called Wendy's New Look. Everybody remembers that old Wendy's commercial where the pretty old lady asks, where's my sock? But have you seen the new ad for Wendy's? Everyone is posting about it on Instagram and fieldgoals.com. Even John Stamos posted a video of him flying to the commercial on TikTok. He can do everything.
He flew to a commercial. Wow. Good for him.
Well, it's a commercial for Wendy's, so obviously it takes place in a McDonald's. We see a guy unwrapping a Wendy's hamburger with the classic octagon-shaped patty. We see a close-up of his calf as he raises the burger to his mouth. Who was the cameraman?
It's like an artistic choice.
Well, in the
real
background...
Real David Lynch.
In the background, you can see children raking while they eat fries. He takes a picture frame-sized bite and says, holy cow, that is the horniest burger I've ever had. I know why this commercial was got so much acclaim on the internet.
It would go viral.
I think it would too. I would watch any commercial where a guy takes a bite of a burger and says, this is a horny burger. Across the table, his wife takes a bite of her classic Wendy's chimichanga sandwich and starts studying because it's so delicious. She says, did you know that all Wendy's food is fresh and never flaky? The man continues partially eating.
Yeah, I think that kind
of
works.
Okay. We see a close-up of guns, then a slow motion shot.
It's like Tarantino now. Although someone's going to say the N-word or something.
We see a close-up of guns, and then a slow motion shot of turmeric falling onto hamburger buns. A voiceover says, Wendy's, we found the beef. It's behind a CVS. That's the best Wendy's commercial I've ever heard.
That makes me hungry.
Oh my God, you're fantastic. That was a great, great Mad Lib. Tell the viewers and listeners where they can find you and what you have coming up.
So you can find all my stuff on andrewcomedy.com, and then I have links to everything there. The podcast we were talking about is called The Cavalry. We back each other up on issues where if it's something where you're not getting a lot of good feedback in your life. We try to bring it to each other and back each other up. And you can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. And I will be at, I do have a live show coming in Seattle at Laughs Comedy Club, May 21st and 22nd, I believe. So if you're in Seattle, you want to see live comedy, you got that vaccine, come on out and come to your show.
Love that place. Awesome. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for coming on today, and I'll see you around.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, hope to work with you soon.
Interview complete. Deep frying Andrew and serving him with a side of fries.
Oh, I'm not eating that. But anyway, thanks again to Andrew Slater for coming on this show. And thank you guys for listening and watching. Please like, follow, subscribe to this podcast, however you're taking it in. And it makes the podcast feel really good. I'm Kristen Key. You can find me online at kristenkey.com. Follow me on all my social media. Get a cameo from me. Join the Patreon. And every week, I'll be bringing you a hilarious comedian to talk about something they know a lot about and I don't. We'll play 5 quick questions, do a rad lib, and then we all go home happy. So until next time, bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to
Hello?
Some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.